Yeah. Okay. So beard hairs. Tell me about beard hairs.
So beard hair and body hair have an inverse relationship with the hormone that creates both of those things. So there's a hormone, and I was going to Google it, but you guys can Google it if this ever makes it to the air. You have a phone in front of you right now. You can look up what the name of this testosterone is. If this testosterone is growing lots of body hair, it is probably also making you bald. And so your hair follicle has a 2 to 6 year cycle of where it's growing hairs, then it stops for a while, hibernates, and then begins the process of pushing that hair out. And this is also very similar to how hairs grow gray. So hormones affect that. And so for a man, the hormone that is growing that hair, if you have a lot of the hormone that grows body hair, it also contributes to baldness. So you might be a super hairy
guy. Wait a minute. You know, you see bald men with massive beards.
Yes.
That's because they have
like dihydrotestosterone or something. That's probably not it. Don't write that down in a paper.
So then men who have lots of head hair, do they have a challenge growing a beard?
They might.
Is it one or the other?
It might be a little sparse. Yeah. And you can't see, but I'm making a little finger beard right now.
I am hair challenged. I don't even really have leg hair. So are you telling me that I will never go bald?
Because I probably won't.
No body hair.
Because it's that testosterone. It's that type of testosterone. The reason we got onto the topic of beard hairs at my house is because Chris had one that was thick like a pine needle. It was crazy thick. Eventually, as your hair follicles get old, they are going to be like the guy at the construction site that used to run the dozer, but now he just holds the sign and he's getting lazier and lazier. So they will make as little work as possible for themselves. The opposite, you get a rogue follicle that it's the worker we all hate because he's got extra flair.
And rogue follicle.
It is the hard worker everybody hates because he's doing 110% all the time. He's got all the flair. And so I think that's why those crazy pine needle hairs happen too.
Huh.
So I've touched on like 12 different things and haven't gone into them deeply, but that's okay.
No, that's all right.
There's like lots of different things that go together with this one, because this is also how the whole process of the gray hair and why you might have a gray hair with some brown, or I have a brown, gray, brown, or a gray, brown, gray. It's that process of shutdown as the hormones change, as the hair follicle dies, as that I feel like it's like a fluorescent light fixture where the light blinks on and off as that element's dying. I call it going supernova when it goes from brown to gray. It's dying. It's light is going out.
That makes sense, because if you think about any biological process like menopause or growing older, it doesn't happen instantly.
No.
And so, you know, maybe the hair falls out and we just don't notice that it's changed color. I mean, when you told me that, I thought, she's got to be making that up. That can't possibly be true.
The other sad reason that that happens is stress. So like a brown, gray, brown hair means that it, like if I found many of those, it's probably a stressful time where like your body's engaged in other things. And so it stops worrying about some of those. Someone is shocked and their hair turns white. That's actually probably kind of a thing.
But it's going to take a couple months or
it's not like
weeks.
You're going to come out of the closet with Dracula and have white hair. But you may, all your new hair that grows after that might be white. So yes. And the other, I had a fun fact in my head and it floated away, but it was one of my favorite fun facts. Oh, my favorite fun fact about hair growth is your hair grows and all of your follicles are on different cycles. Because if all of your follicles were on, I've wondered this as a kid, not all of your follicles are on the same cycle. Otherwise, we would molt like birds. So all of our hair would fall out within a period of days. The follicles are all in different cycles, so we don't molt.
Well, thank God for that, because when my chickens molt, they look horrible.
It would definitely be in middle school.
Even worse. Exactly. You know, you have acne, you have your cracking voice, and then, oh, look, there's Bob over there, and he's lost 80% of his hair, and he's just got four of them. Oh, no.
But he just got braces,
No. And then he's just, poor Bob.
Acne and baldness.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad that doesn't happen.
See, there's some good things happening for people. Not molting. Although maybe, like, if you are a really good molter, maybe that would become socially, like, maybe you molt really fast, or it would be popular. how certain, you know, there's always that exceptional person, like
that
the great
hot
athlete
girl that just loses it all, like yes. in 2 days, and she's got yeah. this great head.
She's good at molting.
And she's just bald for a while, and, mm-hmm. and then the rest of us are all just awkward and...
Yeah, or precocious molting. We would precocious be impressed. Molting. Like smart kids, good molters. So that's Amy's fun fact of dubious provenance on beard hair.
This is NPR.